Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
How's everybody doing today? You know, one of the things that I love about the kingdom of God is it never decreases. It never diminishes. It's always growing. It's always expanding. And so the concept of God is always getting larger. So as you're walking in this faith journey that God has given you, in this faith expression, just know that God is going to expand you. God is going to enlarge your territory. He's going to enlarge the borders of your tent. What he was doing before in your life, even when it seems like you go through seasons that are difficult and it seems like things might be constricting, actually God is about to expand and take to a whole nother level. Amen? Could somebody come and grab this right here? I feel like it's right here in my back. I want to challenge you. How many have taken the Fearless Challenge? How many people have one of these? If you have it, lift it up. If you don't have it, you can lift your hand and we'll give you one. This is the Fearless Challenge that we're doing this month. And basically, it's that we are believing, we are praying together, and we are believing that God is going to open doors for us to share our faith in fearless ways, that we're going to be able to express how much we love God and share Jesus with others and then bring them to church. And so there's a space here for five. There's five spaces here. So I want you to take this. If you haven't already, write these names down, whatever names that God puts on your heart. And we're going to pray and we're going to believe that God opens up doors for you to share your faith in fearless ways. Lift up your fearless challenge paper, and we're going to pray and we're going to agree together today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person. If you don't have one, just stick your hand in the air and we're going to agree with you, because there's somebody in your life, a family member, a friend, that God wants to touch through you. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would, God, touch these names on this paper and these names in our heart right now, God. Thank you that you would stir us up in this season, in a time of fear, God, for us to be fearless and share our faith, God. We don't desire to hide our light under a bushel, God. We don't desire to hide our light or our faith, but God, we want to shine the light of Jesus even in dark times. So God, give us opportunities, give us faith, give us boldness, God, to share your gospel with others. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. So that is the Fearless Challenge. Let's pray before we get started today. God, I thank you, Lord. You know exactly where we are on our journey. You know exactly where we need to be challenged. You know exactly where we're struggling. You know exactly what we need to hear today. So God, let us hear what we need to hear today so that we can walk out of here. We can live a life that is fruitful, that is successful in the things you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Well, in the midst of a time when there is so much fear, in the midst of a month where our world celebrates fear, right? We decorate our houses with all kinds of ridiculous things, and we're watching crazy movies, and crazy things are on the news, and fear is all over the place. What does God say about fear? Does anybody want to know what God says about fear? Amen. So today, we're continuing in our topic that we're talking about, being fearless. Today, specifically, I want to talk to you about strength and courage. Look at somebody and say, strength and courage. You see, God wants to give us strength and courage. Go with me to Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9 says, this is my command. Somebody say the word command. Is that something that is like a suggestion, or is that something that sounds kind of forceful? This is God saying to Joshua, this is my command, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, sometimes God has to say something a few times. You ever been in a place where God had to say something multiple times before it sunk in? Well, this is actually what happened with Joshua. God tells him multiple times to be strong and courageous. So we see in Joshua 1:6, he says, be strong and courageous. Joshua 1:7, he says, be strong and very courageous. And Joshua 1:9, he says, have I not commanded you? Did I already tell you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Man, if that's not a word for us today, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Be strong. Be courageous. These words are just resonating so much with who we need to be as the body of Christ, who we need to be as Christians. In the midst of everybody else freaking out and flipping out, what do we need to be? Strong and courageous. God has called us to be fearless. So this is a message, really, that God really wanted to get across to Joshua, because Joshua is about to walk into his promised land. Anybody want to walk into your promise? Walk into your destiny? Walk into the things that God has told you that he's going to do for you? And so the precursor to that is what? Strength and courage. It's not going to happen with fear. It's not going to happen with backing away. It's not going to happen with being timid. It's going to happen by being strong and being courageous. That's how I walk into my promise. So it's a command here. Really, it's not a suggestion. It's not, hey, put this up on your refrigerator and see if you can make this as a goal this year. It's not a New Year's resolution. It's a command to be strong and courageous. That even when life hits you, knocks the breath out of you, the command is still get back up, be strong, be courageous. And so it's a command for us. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked run away when no one is chasing them. Man, if that's not a snapshot of what's going on right now. The wicked run away when there's something, when there's nothing, when it's in between. It looks like there's smoke in the air. People are running all over the place, getting anxious, getting fearful. But then it says, but the godly are as bold as lions. So the wicked run away when nothing even is happening. But godly are as bold as lions. I love that. And when I think about a lion, I think about a creature that is strong and courageous. It's like a lion does not back down. A lion sees what it's after and goes after it and going to give its all. Strength and courage. The righteous, the godly, are going to be bold as lions. God wants you to see these attributes here in the lion and say, man, I want to be strong and courageous. I want to be bold like that. God wants to fill us with his strength and for us to be strong. Look at somebody and tell them, God wants you to be strong. And sometimes we go through situations where we're like, well, I don't really feel strong, or maybe that's not my personality. God wants to make that part of your personality to be strong. You know, you can have a loud strength, you can have a quiet strength, whatever it looks like, but God wants you to be strong and courageous. When you have the strength of God, it actually makes you bold. When you know that you have God's strength, it changes the way you walk into the room. It changes the way you walk into your boss's office. It changes the way that you walk into opportunities when you know the strength of God is with you. I know God's strength is on my life. So when I begin a conversation with somebody, I don't begin from a place of timidity. I begin from a place of strength. Because I know God is with me and not against me. And so it's easier to have courage when you realize that God is with you. And God is going to give you the strength necessary to win. It causes new confidence when you know that God's strength is with you. God is commanding us, be strong and courageous. And I love this about God, is that God commands you to be strong, but he also empowers you to be strong. So God is not expecting something out of you that he's not willing to partner with you to accomplish. And isn't that good? That's just like God. He says, I expect perfection. Be holy like I'm holy. But I'm also going to give you Christ. I'm going to clothe you with Christ. So when I look at you, I see perfection. So I'm commanding you to be strong, but I'm also filling you with my strength. So God is not expecting you to do something that's impossible. If you say, man, in the natural, I just feel afraid. In the natural, I feel a little timid. God's saying, I'm commanding you to be strong, but I'm also going to fill you with my strength. And all of a sudden, you're going to walk out of my presence and you're going to feel a new sense of courage and boldness because you've got the strength that I'm giving you. The command is to be strong and courageous. So when you're in the middle of this fear, in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of what people are saying on the news, you can look totally different because you have the strength of God, the courage of God with you. And the problem is when we don't take up the strength and the courage of God, we fall into fear, and that leads to discouragement. You ever seen somebody that's discouraged or ever been at that place where you're discouraged that it's like, okay, well, I don't really have hope for the future to be that great anymore because I'm afraid. When you give way to fear, now you're not really hoping for the promises of God. You're just trying to survive. That's what discouragement looks like. Discouragement is a byproduct of fear. The more someone gets fearful, the more they're discouraged about the future, discouraged about their options, discouraged about what the promises of God are. So now they're not hoping for God's best. They're not believing for God's best. They don't have faith for God's best. They just said, man, if I could just get by, if I could just make it another day, if I can just get through this year, come on. How many times have we heard that during the pandemic? If I could just get through this year, man, when I hear somebody say that, man, I rebuke that. I'm not just getting through this year. No, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm undefeated. I have the righteousness of Christ. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm blessed even in the famine. I've got the strength of God. And so when fear comes in, it begins to discourage. It brings discouragement. Now there's no hope. It diminishes hope. It erodes hope. We don't have hope for the future because fear caused discouragement. And this is exactly what it's saying in Joshua 1:9. It's saying, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Because that's the next thing that happens after fear is discouragement. It's come into a different part of your mindset. Not only afraid, I don't really believe the same way anymore. I don't believe. It breaks my heart when I hear somebody, they say, you know, well, now I just kind of, I used to believe that, but I see things differently now. What does that mean? Oh, a lot of times that means discouragement. Discouragement. I'm not gullible. I'm not naive like that anymore. No. You just gotten discouraged. You've allowed fear to sit there in your life long enough that it's become discouragement. Now you don't have the hope that you're supposed to have. But you realize that Christ is the hope. He is the hope of glory. He's the hope of awesome things happening in your life. Jesus is the hope of miracles happening in your life. He's the opposite of fear and discouragement. And so fear has this ripple effects. This ripple effect that and many times life knocks you down. Anybody been at that point when life has knocked you down at some point? If that has not happened, let me tell you something. Get prepared. The devil's going to throw something at you sooner or later. It's going to knock you down. But here's the thing. It's not that a godly person never gets knocked down. It's that a godly person knows how to get back up. A godly person knows how to pick themselves back up and try again. Pick yourself back up and try again. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous fall 7 times, but they rise again." They rise again. So, man, when life punches you, gives you a sucker punch, and you're lying on the ground with the wind knocked out of you, almost all the faith gone, you get back up. Because you say, God is going to fill me with strength. He's going to fill me with courage. I'm going to stir myself. I'm going to shake myself. I'm going to get myself back up, even if it's just on principle. We go through seasons when we are shook. But we say, I'm getting back up because I know that I serve a God that's faithful. I know that I serve a God that's going to fill me with strength and power and boldness again. When Pastor Corinne and I had our first child, she had some health challenges. The first day, we had her. We were celebrating. We were so happy. We were thanking God. Thank you, God, for this amazing blessing. Day two, doctor comes in, starts talking about all this stuff, heart problem, heart defect. And man, our thankfulness and our gratitude to God just like evaporated. And we were like, man, God, we love you. We serve you. Like, what's this about? And it's like, you know, the devil like sucker punched us. And we were expecting a blessing. We weren't expecting a blessing surrounded by fear and anxiety and discouragement. But the devil will do that to you. Right in the moment you least expect it, right in the moment your victory, you got your hands up, boom. And now you find yourself on the ground and you say, man, I just use in every bit of faith. And Corinne and I in that season, just every bit of faith just to get back up on our feet. And so one day it'd be her picking me up. The next day I'd be picking her up. And we took turns picking each other up because we knew just because you're righteous doesn't mean you're not going to fall. Just because you're loving God and you're a Christian, that you're not going to get hit. So we kept on reminding ourselves, reminding each other of the promises of God and stirring our faith up, even though our faith was seemed like small. But the Bible says if you can just get a mustard seed, if you can just get a mustard seed of faith, you can move mountains. And so we kept on getting back. And every time the devil would come and just knock us back down, we'd get back up. We keep on getting back up. We keep on getting back up until God did what only God can do. And you can see Esperanza today. She has no health restrictions. She's got no limitations. You can do whatever sport she wants to do. When life knocks you down, and when the devil knocks you down, the question is, are you going to do the easy thing, which is just agree with the fear? Stay down. Just stay down. Or are you going to do the boldest thing you've ever done and the most courageous thing that you've ever done and get back up? Are you going to get back up and fight again? Try again. Go after your purpose again. Go after that dream again. Go after what the devil tried to take from you. Go after it again. Go after that relationship again. Go after your destiny again. Because man, if the devil knows, if the devil finds your number, every time you come around to do something good, he's going to clean your clock. That's the way the devil works. If he finds your weak spot, every time, he's going to just hit you in the same spot. But if you say, you know what? No, devil. I'm going to get up. I'm going to dust myself off. And I'm going to try again. That's not going to work with me anymore, devil. You have to find a different spot because that ain't going to work with me. And you get back up. And you say, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to take on the strength and the courage of God. Sometimes life knocks us down, but our command is to be strong and courageous. I'm getting up because I know God has commanded me to do this. I'm going to get back up. And so when life knocks you down, don't allow the fear to set in. Fear brings paralysis. Don't start worrying about the future. Be strong and courageous. Get back up. Fight again. Try again. Allow people to be around you that are fighters, that get back up. You see, you get the right people around you. Sometimes when your faith is small, they'll say, hey, let me help you get back up. Let me help you get back up. It's time to get back up. It's time to stop wallowing around in that fear, wallowing around in that defeat, wallowing around in that self-pity. Get up. Get up. It's time to fight again. Take on the strength of God. Take on the courage of God. I love to have some people in my life that won't let me sit down and wallow around. Say, get up. Let's do something about this. Let's do something for God. Let's do something about the dream that God gave us. Let's not give up on what God has told us to do. I know you got knocked down, but God says, get up. Get up. Because long before the circumstance changes, your mind has to change. Long before the circumstance changes, your mind has to change, right? Take on this mind, the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, miracles happen. When you have a different mindset, I'm looking at my circumstance with faith, and my faith moves things. Before my circumstances move, my thinking has to move. God isn't going to make a miracle happen in doubt and in fear. First, you got to change your mind. Then God's going to change your circumstance. First, you got to make an environment of faith. God, I don't know how it's going to work, but I trust you. God, I don't know how I'm going to get back up, but God, I trust you. God, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I trust you. You're going to give me the strength. You're going to give me the courage. You're going to give me the stamina. You're going to give me the determination. And even though everything looks like I'm going to lose, I'm going to get back up again. Because God commanded me to be strong and be courageous. Man, this is to somebody today. This is something that you need to take with you. The strength and courage of God. God wants to help you change the way you think. Then you will see what makes others fear, and you will see opportunities for the miraculous. It's not that I don't see the fear that other people see. I just see the possibility in the midst of the fear. In the midst of the problem, I see the possibility for God's grace. In the midst of the problem, I see the opportunity for God's solution. In the midst of darkness, I see the possibility for light. So when somebody comes to me and they start telling me that gloom and doom, I say, I don't know what Bible you've been reading, but Christ is the hope of glory, that when times get dark, that God moves in where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. That God has never been defeated, and his people, even the gates of hell, will not prevail against God's people. So it doesn't matter how dark it looks, and it doesn't matter how dark it gets. I see the possibility of the miraculous, and that makes me fearless, and it makes me take on the strength and courage of God. God wants to change the way you think so you can look at the same circumstances and be fearless. God wants to change the way that we think, right? Be transformed by the renewing. How are you going to transform your life and transform your circumstances? By the renewing of your mind. Only then will you be able to test and approve God's perfect and pleasing will for your life. Do you know what courage is? Because God has commanded us to be courageous, but what actually is courage? When I was thinking about courage, courage is seeing a fearful circumstance, but responding in strength. I see the same thing that other people see, but I'm responding in the strength of God. I see the pandemic, but I'm responding in the strength of God. I see economic challenges, but I'm responding in the strength of God. I see that relational issue. I see that problem, but I'm responding in the strength of God. That is the difference. That is what makes someone courageous. Franklin Roosevelt said, courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. Man, I hope you get this today. That courage is not the absence of fear, but rather the assessment that something else is more important than fear. We have to, as Christians, look around and say, man, I have assessed this situation, and I want to tell you, there's something more important, there's something more powerful than fear, there's something more eternal than fear, and it's God, it's Jesus, it's the plans of God for my life, it's my identity in Christ Jesus, it's who He's called me to be. There's a lot of things that are more important than the fear. And again, that truth fills me with the strength and courage of God. It's not that fear doesn't exist. I'd be lying to you if I said that fear didn't exist. It's not an absence of fear. It's a revelation that something is more important than fear. It's a revelation that something is bigger than fear. That someone is bigger than fear. And the purpose of God in your life is bigger than fear. And the promise of God is that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. So it doesn't matter what the weapon looks like. There's something bigger than fear. And even when the devil comes in like a flood, God is going to raise up a standard against him. Sometimes I think about like the medieval period with the knights and when they went into battle, and I think about, man, that must have been a very different experience for different people. You know, some people, they were just trying to survive, just fighting for their life. They would go into these battles with fear. But other people, they went in with this. They took this as a challenge. They lived for the excitement to defend and to conquest and the nobility of battle. Now, I'm not saying all that is good, but I'm saying there's two different mentalities. There's one mentality that I'm coming into the battle, and if I could just survive, I need to get out of this with my life. If I could hide behind somebody. And somebody else is saying, man, I live for the battle. I'm ready for the battle. I was born to be more than a conqueror. I was born to be undefeated. I was born to beat the devil back, to beat the gates of hell back. I was designed to win. I was designed for a time like this. God sent me to the earth with a purpose. To take the light and drive out the darkness. I am the answer to a systemic problem on the earth. God sent me on a mission. I'm on an assignment today. I'm on an assignment with my life to fix something. You're on an assignment with your life to fix something that's wrong in the earth. So I enter the battle a different way. I'm not trying to survive. I'm here and I've been commanded to be strong and courageous. It's not an option for Christians. If you think about it, God said be strong and courageous. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. Love, sound mind. Philippians 2:5, Paul tells us, take on this mind, the mind of Christ. Take on this mind, the same mind that Jesus had in him when he went to the cross. That when everything else on the outside looked like you should be afraid, you should be fearing for your life, you're about to die, you're about to go through intense pain, you're about to go through all these circumstances. But he said, man, for the joy set before me, I'm going to endure the cross. He took on strength. He took on courage. He took on love, a fearless love. If you change the way you think, it will change the life that you live. It will change the fundamentals of how you live. If you change the way that you think. Paul said, don't conform. Don't conform anymore. Don't be like the world anymore. Transform. Be transformed by changing your mind. Be transformed. Let God maximize you. Let God maximize you and let you be this new creation in Christ Jesus by renewing your mind, changing the way you think. You can see the same circumstance, but you respond differently. I see the same situation, but I process that information differently. What other people process as fear, I process as an opportunity for God's goodness. I say, man, other people say, man, that's terrible. And the future looks bleak. I say, man, that's terrible. Imagine what God's going to do next. Imagine what God's going to do to supersede what the devil just did. Because my mind has been transformed. I see an opportunity. When I look at this world of fear, I see an opportunity for God's grace. I see an opportunity for the miraculous. I see an opportunity for restoration. I see an opportunity to turn the hearts of man back to God. I see an opportunity to shed light in the middle of the darkest places. I see opportunity to share faith with others. This week, one of the guys that I roll with at the dojo got a message at the dojo. Now I got a message that he lost his life, and they think he was murdered. And I said, "Man, I'm coming in this week to work out with these guys." And this particular guy that lost his life, he's a nice guy. I mean, a lot of people in the dojo liked him. And so I know I'm coming in on Monday, and it's going to be a situation that many people are going to be stunned. Some people are going to be hopeless. Some people are going to be real afraid if that could happen to somebody. It's not a gangster or something. He's a physician's assistant. If he could be murdered. Bible says even tomorrow's not promised. But it's an opportunity. It's a terrible situation. But it's an opportunity to show the love of God and the grace of God and the power of God and the goodness of God. When others see darkness, can you see the possibility of light? When others see hopelessness and despair, can you see the possibility of new hope? It's not that I live in a world and we live in a world that's different than other people live in. It's what we make of it. It's what hope we add to it. It's how we see it in our spirit that changes our future and changes our reality. Will you close your eyes, bow your heads with me today? God, I thank you, Lord. God, life is precious. The opportunity that you've given us is precious. And we don't want to squander it with fear. We don't want to waste it being discouraged, backpedaling from the devil. But God, you want to fill us with such faith and make us fearless and give us your strength and courage. God, I thank you, Lord. You know we need to be stirred up today. You know what we need in this season. God, we need you to touch our mind. Give us the revelation of who you are. give us the revelation of your strength and your courage today, God, that when we walk out into the world, God, that we will share this faith with others. God, that no matter what the devil throws at us and however the enemy and the life knocks us down and knocks the wind out of us, God, that you'd give us the strength to get back up. Get back up again. Get back up again. Maybe there's some people here today that have been knocked down. And they're deciding if they're going to give in to that fear or if they're going to stand back up in faith. God, I pray that you would speak to their spirit. If that's you, just slip up your hand right where you are. You say, man, I've gone through some stuff lately and I got knocked down. I'm going to pray that God just fills you with his faith, fills you with his strength today. God, I thank you. If you're near somebody who's got their hand up, just put your hand on their shoulder. It's a thing to agree with one another. God, I thank you, Lord, for your power. I thank you, God, for your strength, God, that right now, that no matter what the circumstance is, if it's financial, if it's relational, if it's a family thing, if it's a business thing, if it's a heart thing, if it's a mind thing, whatever kind of thing it is that's knocked them down, God, I pray that you give them a fresh infusion of your strength and your courage. And that same thing that you've been talking about today, and that same thing that we've been stirring up in this room, is going to get on them and get in their heart and invade their spirit right now, that when they walk out of this place, they're going to walk a head taller. They're going to walk out of this place with the confidence of God. They're going to walk out of this place with the boldness of God. God, I thank you, Lord, that you called us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. You've called us to be more than conquerors. You've called us to be undefeated, that no matter how many times the devil knocks us down, we get back up again. 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 God, fill them with the boldness of God. The boldness, God, you said the righteous will be as bold as lions, God. Let them walk out of here a new creation. A new creation that knows how to stand up in whatever circumstance and say, I know my God. And I know who I am in God. And I know what God has called me to do. And I know what God has promised me. God, I thank you, Lord, for a fearless generation. God, fill us with your fearless faith today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Come on and give God the biggest praise today. If you know he's transforming your heart and he's transforming your mind and he's transforming your circumstance and he's giving you the faith that you need to move mountains, come on, let's give him praise today.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.